Hello, everybody.
Hello there, folks.
Thank you, Johnny. Johnny, anything else you want to tell the folks?
Wake up and smell the coffee.
That's right, Johnny. Welcome to the third and final hour of Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything second chance romance. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn.
Hey, girl, hey. Okay.
My girl, hi.
Let's do this.
Here we go, everybody. Get some red wine. Your sweet honey. Sit in front of a fire.
Yeah.
Take off your clothes.
Oh.
And listen to a little second chance romance. Dawn, who do we have?
Today we have a gentleman named Mason.
And Mason?
He, oh. Mason, he's on the phone with us right now. Hi, Mason.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey.
Hi, Mason. Well, hello. Good name. Well, good name. Mason, why don't you go ahead and tell us your story? Thanks for reaching out.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, well, here's the thing. I guess our first date was at the casino because, you know, that's where I met her. She was with a friend. And I started talking to them because we were like at machines right next to each other, you know.
Okay.
You know, next thing you know, we're all hanging out together and having a great time. She's got a great body and she's really cute, you know. I mean, she's got long, curly hair and I don't know. I kind of dug her tattoos as well.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
So.
Okay.
So you just keep playing together or what'd you do on
your
date, I guess?
Well, we were. You know, we're kind of getting on a streak and things were going great. And then, you know, that was the whole date. And then I guess we made so much. We kind of spent the night there.
Oh, so you kept winning big. Oh, like a free room.
Yeah.
Oh, bingo. And then,
yeah, it kind of went fast. She has kids, but she was able to get her sister, I think, to keep the kids overnight. It just kind of, boom, happened.
Boom.
Boom. Oh.
What?
Okay.
So I'm imagining, since it was boom, there was some chemistry, right? Non-friend energy, like some good chemistry between the two of you?
Yes. Yes, okay. Indeed. Yeah, I'm thinking like, wow, this is my new girlfriend, you know? So... We set up another date because I really wanted to see her again. You know, I didn't want her to think too that like, oh, hey, this was just a fun night and that's it, you know. So I didn't want her to think I was just out for that. So
okay, and she seemed open to that at the time?
Totally.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how have you tried to communicate after the date then?
Well, you know, we set it up, texted each other, or talked, and we went on a date. I didn't know what to do with the second date, you know, because casino is like exciting. We're having a great time. So we kind of went to the mall. We ate at a place in there, you know, just kind of walked around. And then I was like, well, you want to go back to the casino?
Oh.
Okay.
So it was like she was up for that, excited, and so we went, you know.
Okay.
So
yeah,
still even then there was still you were feeling good energy between you. There you weren't feeling like maybe you were swimming in the friend ocean.
No. Yes. No. Definitely, there was a romantic vibe to it. I mean, I felt like. You know, she really liked me. I don't know. I mean, she went out with me again, so I don't think I was bad in the bed department. You know what I'm saying? Like, I haven't had anyone really complain about me in that way.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Jackpot!
Okay. Huh. Mason, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put you on hold. You are going to be able to hear everything. Now, Dawn got a hold of your date. All she knows is that we're going to ask her about an old date of hers. That's what we told her. She doesn't know it's you, nothing else. And she's heard nothing yet. So will you hold on just a minute while we talk to her?
Okay, sure. I'll mute and I'll hang out.
Oh, you don't have to mute. Yeah, we'll put you on hold. Mason, hold on just a second. Okay, Dawn, what's her name?
Her name is Gabrielle. Okay. Hi, Gabrielle. Welcome to the Jason and Alexis show. Thank you so much for answering your phone today.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
How are you?
Good.
I'm really good. Thanks.
I know it's kind of awkward.
Yeah, this is weird. I know. But we appreciate you being willing to talk to us on a radio show about a date of yours. Do you remember going out with a guy named Mason?
Oh, Mason? Well, of course I do.
Okay. Well, that's good news. Oh, so
he sounds delightful and delighted.
Your voice picked up a little bit. Here's the deal. We're just kind of wondering. Yeah. We got the impression, we were told that there wasn't another date. Like after, was there a reason? Did he do something? Were you not feeling it?
Oh, that's what he's okay. He's okay. All right. Well, let's see.
Yeah, he's okay.
Okay, when I met him, I'm going to just be completely honest. He was just rolling in the cash. He had nice clothes on. And he was giving me money to gamble with. Oh my God, we spent the whole night there gambling and when we had a second date, it just wasn't the same. And I just made a promise to myself that I'm not going to waste time. If I feel like someone just ends up feeling like they might be cheap or acting cheap when in the beginning they act like they aren't, I've had weird experiences like that.
So you said cheap? They start acting cheap?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Okay. Can you clarify that a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, okay. I mean, I don't mean to be a jerk, but here's the thing. I mean, I'm old fashioned. I just think that a guy should pay for everything all the time. It's just something that I've always lived by. And it feels to me, a very big red flag if they just stop suddenly paying for you on your second date. I mean, honestly, yeah. I don't know. I mean, he's really good looking and it seemed like he could afford to pay. So, then when he he just didn't give me any money to gamble with the second time and we were at the casino and so he was gambling and I was just like holding my ground and it just felt awkward then and so I just decided to move on, I guess.
Okay, well,
appreciate your honesty.
Thanks for letting us know how you feel, you know.
Here's the deal. We obviously knew you because of Mason. Mason is on the other line, and has heard everything. So we're gonna put Mason up.
Oh gosh,
Mason.
Okay.
Hey, Mason.
Oh, I'm a little embarrassed. Oh, hi.
Well, look, hello? I'm sorry I didn't give you any money the second time. You know, I mean, gosh, I don't know. I just, the first time we were winning, I was winning a lot, so I was like celebrating, you know.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, I'm not trying to be greedy. I'm just kind of traditional. And
well, I understand. I guess I was a little nervous. I didn't think of paying for all that. I paid for dinner, though, the second time.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. And looking back, it seemed like you paid the first time to get on my good side so we could spend more time together. You know what I mean?
Oh. Well, now, why would I take you out again if that was all I was after? It would have been done.
Well, that's sweet, but I mean, that's very sweet. But I just feel a woman shouldn't have to pay for dates, especially since you're the one who asked me out.
Okay. Well, so you're talking about like gambling money.
Gambling money. She wants him to pay for everything. So what if, like, if we gave you a gift card to go out again?
Would neither you of go you have
out
to pay.
Yeah, yeah. Would you go out again?
I do want to go out with her again. I don't even want the gift card. I'll pay whatever you want to do. It's fine.
So, Gabrielle, yes or no?
I mean, I guess, yeah. Thank you. I mean, I appreciate
Oh.
As long as there's an understanding now, I mean.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, so you understand what she expects, and you're okay with that, Mason?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh. Okay. Well, there we go.
Oh,
well,
guys, we're all going to that gift card. We're going to Sizzler.
Congratulations.
So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
All right, well, good.
Why don't you guys hold on?
Yeah.
And Dawn's going to get, Gabrielle, we're going to get your info so we can send you the card, okay?
Yeah, you can use it however you want.
Yeah.
Yes. Give it
you
to
can
a
send
friend.
It to him.
Okay, we'll send it to him. Okay.
And he can put it in a stocking stuffer. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, you take gambling money.
Yeah, gambling money. Thank you, guys.
Okay. Oh, let
have
us
a good
know
week.
How it goes.
Bye.
Thank you.
Okay.
Have a good summer.
Bye.
I don't feel good about that at all.
Neither do I.
I already had to go to the bathroom, and now it's...
I feel my chest cramping up.
That's not going to work. Stuff
yeah,
like that.
Just how that...
So they're going out again, but we don't want them to...
No,
kinda, yeah.
I think that's the first time it's ever happened in Herstory.
I know, usually we're like jumping out of our seats here, but...
Yeah, I got ready to play Celebration, and I decided not to play the music.
Yeah. Okay, but he seems okay with paying all the time for everything.
I guess,
that's fine.
So...
Okay with it. Well, here's what'll make us happy. You ready?
Yeah.
We have another winner. In our My Talk 107.1 at Madness extravaganza, somebody's going to win tickets to our 20th.
She's a gold digger.